Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, here we go. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for showing up there. We got a little bit of audience building up there on the live feed. And if you are out and about and you don't have your phone, and you can't watch the live feed, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation will get you there. You'll be able to watch it. Tonight, we're just going to talk about some of the current events, things that are going on in the news. We have some guests coming up here at the end of the week and Thursday. We're going to talk about what they're uncovering, and I'll get to that at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. You want to make sure you hang around. And if you got something to say, you want to talk tonight, we'll let you on. Give me a ring.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
We'll be back right after this.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's gone down in the line of duty, and he's given his all, and when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, in and out of uniform, they are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you. God bless, and God bless this great country.
All right, folks, here we go. This is the Patriot Nation radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, and also right here on the live feed. And right now we have this chance to salute the flag and enjoy the national anthem as sung by our good friend and patriot. So join me. I'll put the flag here. Stand and salute the flag.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
thank all the brave men and women who died in service of that flag, who are defending that flag right now, and who will defend that flag in the future. Thank you. Thank each and every one of you. I will be part of this Veterans Day boycott of the NFL, as I'm boycotted the NFL for years anyway. Bunch of spoiled brats making millions playing a game and complaining about shit. Stuff. But who cares, you know? These guys, they're... obviously have never been spanked, you know. They got this entitlement idea in their head. Everybody's got to bow to their demands. How many people, 2% of the population's pissed off and kneeling for the flag and burning the flag and burning cities and rioting. Small 2%, maybe a 0.5%. And we're going to kowtow to these people. We're going to go and kiss their butts because they're a little itty-bitty portion of our population is pissed off and kneeling or doing a protest for the flag. 98% of America loves the flag. Even liberals and Democrats love the flag. There are folks out there who interpret their constitution in a liberal fashion, and they see things constitutionally and maybe in a different interpretation as you and I. But they love the flag. They love their veterans. I had a nice conversation a few weeks ago with someone who's voted for Hillary at a gathering. Told me about HUDVASH program for homeless veterans. Check that out, folks. HUDVASH. I'm going to try to get the organizers and the leaders of HUDVASH on the show because they are helping folks that are veterans that are homeless. and get them in places. And check it out, HUDVASH, HUDVASH program for veterans. I'll be, you know, once I get the organizers and the people that are involved there at HUDVASH here in Florida, I will get them on the show and we'll talk about it. So if you know some homeless veterans, you can help them. They're homeless and they stood up for this flag. And these guys are making millions of dollars. How about they go and help out a homeless veteran? You know, I was listening to Sean Hannity on the way home from work today, and Joe Theismann was on, and he said something really interesting that it really piqued my interest. And he stated this. Okay, 250, 300 NFL players have identified a problem, and they are holding a protest over this problem. But have they decided to just be part of the problem, or are they going to do something, go out into the communities and become a solution to the problem and try and address the issues that caused them to take a knee in the first place? Or are they just going to continue to be the problem? Now, the solution to this is going to be slow because there is no solution right now. How do you, you know, everybody in this country believes these guys have a right to kneel and protest. And everybody's mad that Donald Trump came out and said they should be fired. He said that as a businessman, a man who's run companies and corporations for his entire life up until November 8th, 2016, when he was elected president. And at work, if you do a silly protest like that, you get fired. That's the way it is. Those guys are at work. I agree. They should be able to protest whenever they want when they're not on the clock. Their job is to entertain the masses. They get paid to play a game and entertain us. And part of that game is saluting the flag. Like my wife in the background, it's an American game made in America, created by Americans and played mostly by Americans. Yes, I'm sure there are some foreign players out on there. I don't know offhand if someone knows of any foreign players. God bless them. Welcome to this country. I'm glad you were good enough to make it to the NFL from another country. That's awesome. I don't offhand know anybody. But you got to remember this too, folks. Little by little, we're being poisoned by what they called in the Roman times, bread and circus. They fed the people all everything they wanted, and they entertained them till and they were blind. And from the shadows, from inside the internal workings of the Roman government, they were taken down. Just like what was happening in the last administration and what's happening right now to the Donald Trump administration. Hey, Danielle, Becky, Deborah's watching from Spread the Word. Check out Spread the Word. Becky, Deborah, if you make sure you post here the link to your show with Slider, Spread the Word, and dates and times so folks can tune in. I'm always promoting you guys. We got a great show there, Spread the Word. Danielle's on. She was there in Vegas at the Paris Hotel. Folks, in the Paris Hotel, there was fires, shots fired at the Paris Hotel. There was shot fires at Caesars, Bellagio, New York, New York, Excalibur, Mandalay Bay. You know what I mean? People keep saying, well, how did he get all those things up into his room? Very simple. Bellhops and luggage carts. You ever been to a fancy hotel? I've been to a fancy hotel like twice. I see bellhops and luggage carts. Everywhere else is a motel, $29.99 or less. Right on. You know, I can't afford them, but I could see the luggage carts and the bellhops, and I see people with three carts and 20 bags going up to their room. We don't know what's in those bags. How do we know that? You know, I've seen it. My sister-in-law goes up to dance competitions with her kids, and they bring 15 suitcases. They need luggage carts. It's simple. People are like, duh, we can't figure out how we got all that up to the room. Duh. Bellhops helped him. The hotel staff, unbeknownst to themselves, carried them guns into the room. I mean, it's just common sense thinking. That would be my thought. That's what I would think. Being that I've been to motels and hotels, and I've seen luggage carts and elevators and stairs and people, and then you give the guy a nice $20 tip. Thanks a lot. Here you go. Thanks for carrying my bag. Yeah, and then all you have to do is hang the do not disturb. Everybody's like, well, how come the hotel staff didn't go in there and the cleaning lady didn't see it? Whoa, maybe because there was a do not disturb thing hanging on a doorknob. What happens when you hang that sucker on the outside of the doorknob? They don't open the door. And if they come, they knock before they open the door. And if you're in there setting up a sniper's nest, you know. Although we did have an incident when we were in Jersey and room service came in. We were all watching a friend's band until wee hours of the morning, and it was hotel staff standing over the bed going, "Excuse me, housekeeping, hello." Man, that was pretty weird, but, you know, it happened. So this is how he got the stuff into the room, and this is how he kept the staff out. I mean, people really asking that question? Asking that question. Well, had the hotel maid not see it? Very simple. It's that simple, folks. Do not disturb. Bam! Bring up 40 guns. Do not disturb sign on the door. Set up your sniper's nest. Now, don't go do it. Yeah, don't do that. But that's probably how we did it. The one person, because we know there's multiple shooters there. As Danielle can attest, she's there on the live feed watching. She can attest to it. He was there. He heard it. 15 minutes to an hour after the Mandalay Bay. And now they've seen a video. There's a guy filmed a video of it. Looks like a helicopter firing into the crowd. Who knows? You know, today's technology, people can fake anything. But it looked pretty real to me, of a helicopter firing into the crowd. Crazy stuff. If that happened, we are at war, folks. Plain and simple, that's an act of war. Flying a helicopter over a crowd and shooting people, setting up perimeter shooters all around the place and shooting at people, that's war, man. They're committing war on us. Who did that? Who authorized it? What's going on? Yes, Becky, there were two towers, as noted on Scott Binsack's video. And the first concert goers that were struck were in the front of the stage. And they were out of the line of sight of anybody on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. It was a secured construction site right behind the stage. There was another gentleman who put out a video. You can find it on my Patriot Nation radio page. You got to scroll around a little bit. He did a forensic acoustic analysis of what was happening at Mandalay Bay. And through his acoustic analysis, from the videos that he's seen and stuff online, he, without a shadow of a doubt, concluded there were two shooters at least, one at 250 yards and one at 475 yards. So the towers that Becky mentions on the live feed are approximately 300 yards from state, right in front of the stage, right there where the ground zero for this attack was, where the people lost their lives. And may we never forget them and remember them. Remember this day, October 1st, 2017, will be go down in infamy. A lot of things could be the end of Vegas. Folks, I was talking to a young lady this week, and she was there in Vegas. I'm hoping to get her on the show. I'm hoping she calls in and gets on the show. We're going to try to get her on Thursday. I've been, you know, poking her. She come up with a great idea, great thought. And her thought was, we ran, we were scared, we heard the gunfire, and we wound up in an office, about 25 people in an office. And three of those people were workers at the casino. So the folks turned to the casino workers. Okay, what's the plan? Do you guys have a plan in place for something like this? As hotel staff, what do we do? Who do we call? Where do we go? They're like, we don't know nothing. We don't have a plan. They never trained us. They never told us anything. They have no safety protocol for mass shootings at casinos. The protocol is run for your life. Every man for himself. Run. That's their protocol. They have nothing in place. Where all this high stakes money and things are going on, they have no safety protocol for an active shooter inside the casinos. That sounds to me like lawsuits after lawsuits. I think that litigation, the crap out of Vegas. Not only that, there is possible insider trading happening where the guy, the owner of the MGM Grand, sells off 80% of his stock right before this incident. Incident, bam, stock drops. Now we got to see, is he going to buy the stock at a discounted price and make a windfall of cash? Who knows? And the lady I was talking to about this, the three workers with no safety protocol, what's going to happen there? They have to come up with something. No safety protocol for a mass active shooter in a casino. They better start thinking about getting that, a contingency, having somebody in there with arms themselves ready to go. You mean to tell me that they don't have armed guards with millions of dollars being changed hands all day long, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? There's not armed security that can make a stand? Where'd they go? Did they run too? If you got security guards, armed security guards that are running the other way when the gunfire comes, instead of running towards the gunfire to save the people, you might want to reconsider your security. Security is hired, armed security is hired to run the danger, to protect the people. Here you got shooters all over Vegas firing guns. No one's reporting it. They're calling it a conspiracy. And other folks that are out there investigating don't agree. Scott Binsack doesn't agree that there were shootings at other hotels. For some reason, he don't agree. And he went after one of our fine folks, calling them crisis actors and this and that and the other thing. And that's not the truly not the fact. These folks don't have a stake in this game. They don't want infamy. They don't want recognition. They want to go back into private. But they're out there and they want the truth to come out, what they saw at the Bellagio, what they saw at Paris Hotel. Danielle, if you're still watching, you can call, and we can talk about it. Maybe you can get some of your friends. Danielle was there with some 15 different people, so Danielle, get a pencil. Check this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
She'll tell you. No protocols. People run for their lives. It's every man for themselves when that happens. How scary is that? Do you want to go to Vegas now? Are they trying to protect tourism? Is that what they're covering up? What are they trying to do? Are they trying to save face? They better come up with a plan. They better come up with a solution. They better come up with answers. The people want answers, and the people are digging. Laura Luma is out there right now digging. She's responsible for the on-the-podium timeline change at the news conference. She'll be joining us Thursday with her friend Mike. They're out there now. They're hitting the pavement, and they're turning over every leaf to find the truth. And I'll try to work on getting maybe Scott Binsack to join us. Some folks I know him. Maybe we can get old Scott to come on the show, too. He's now getting in there with Alex Jones and InfoWars, because he's making some serious progress in reporting as a citizen journalist. Folks, it's going to be the citizen journalists that blow the lid off of this case. Daniel is talking about the pictures of the scene, and it's the only one gun with a bump stock. And I noticed that too. I was like, I see these guns, there's only one bump stock. I see spent casings on half-dry blood. I see yellowing of the skin and what appears to be already rigor mortis setting in on a picture that was taken 1 hour after the shooting. Someone doesn't get rigor mortis in an hour. So who knows? Dried blood already. You know, some blood could dry in an hour. Yeah, it's not really thick, but the blood on the carpet seeping in and dry, and no blood on the shell casings. I don't even believe the scene. No number 13 tattooed right here, right there, 13, on Stephen Paddock's neck. The guy in the picture like this, neck right out. No tattoo. And Ricky on the live feed is saying a belt stock. I'm not familiar with the belt stock. I'm going to have to do a little research on belt stock to know about the bump stocks. You know, I almost think that someone I know has a bump stock, but I'm not positive for their AR-15. But I don't remember offhand if he's got one or not. If he does, I haven't tried it. And I don't see a need for it. I can pull pretty fast with my bing, 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 bing. You know, I think it's a cleaner, probably a cleaner, more accurate way to fire anyway with a semi-automatic AR-15 would be single shot. Just my own opinion, but, you know. Excuse me, folks. I'm a little bit under the weather. If you all want to call, if anybody wants to call the show tonight, help me out because I'm suffering here with my throat.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Paul, someone posted an article. I'm going to find it right now. I want to read it or look at it. Yeah, I agree, Ricky. Ricky's claiming it's an inside job. It's some kind of crazy job. There's some kind of something going on. I think that guy at the MGM Grand, excuse me, also owns Mandalay Bay, I believe, selling off 80% of his stock the day before or something. Yes, I agree. It would have been a much more accurate fly without a bump stock. Bump stock makes it a little erratic, you know. And a 64-year-old guy isn't going to be up there doing that, I don't think. But yeah, I guess if you have adrenaline going through your blood and you're scared and you're nervous and you're pumped and you're psyched and rah, maybe I could see him going crazy and maybe being able to get through it even at 64 years old. But I don't think he would have needed to shoot himself. I think he would have fell over from a heart attack or passed out from, you know, distress. You know, and we've seen all the posts about it being gun running and stuff like that right here, FBI agents and CIA agents. And, you know, again, they're calling out all these theories conspiracy theories when you see on 4chan the threads. You see the people are typing it out. And I was just wondering if anybody seen any of the ratings number for the NFL this week. I'd love to know how bad the ratings were. Because they're bleeding right now, and they have no solution to their problem. Like I said earlier, listening to Joe Theismann talk about, are these guys getting out into the community and trying to come up with a solution, or will they just remain to be part of the problem? The problem is wide across this country. It's so bad that people are going up to Mandalay Bay and concerts and shooting at people. Are we that over the top? You watch TV show like American Horror Story, and they're making all the Trump people look crazy in that show, making all the Trump guys look like they're nuts, blue hair, living in the basement. They're a cult. They're crazy. They're killing people. And then when you look at the real life, the liberals are in the basement with the blue hair at moms. They're the ones that are going crazy, burning down cities. They're the ones killing people from hotels in Vegas. It's unbelievable. 50 years of mass shootings, 48 of them were done by registered liberal Democrats or people affiliated with liberal registered Democrats. From the movie theater to Sandy Hook or Sandy Hoax, check out Wolfgang Halbig for all the information on Sandy Hoax. I mean, all this is, folks, is psychological operations to trick you into giving up your guns. Because the New World Order can take over. That's not a conspiracy. It sounds crazy. But that's the truth. I'm preaching to the choir. You guys all know this. You guys all know this stuff. I haven't watched the NFL since before. I watch only one game a year. It's usually the Super Bowl, and I don't pay attention because I'm at some big party. There's a band over there. There's a pool table over there. There's a guitar over there. There's something going on everywhere. There's guns and archery and things going on, and I don't even watch the game. I watched a couple of the commercials so I could laugh. What's going to happen now when Budweiser pulls all their cool, funny commercials off? Who knows?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Joey Angelo joining the live feed. What's up, Joey? Welcome. Fred, the boycott's working, brother, man. We are going to put it over the top. And folks, I want to make sure everybody understands and remembers, Overpasses for America, going through a reorganization. Maybe I can get James and Fred and some of the leaders of Overpasses to come on the show. We'll go on maybe next Monday. What do you think, Fred? We'll do a show and we'll talk about Overpasses and the new zones and the reorganization to try and raise how many people are in the organization and get some rallies, get a bunch of people out on the overpasses, you know, back in the blue, back in America, making a stand for the flag, you know. We'll talk about it next Monday right here on the Patriot Nation radio show with Fred Schneider. Looks like he's agreeing right there. He can do it. 6:30 p.m. next Monday right here on the Patriot Nation radio network. And, he's going to get James on. We'll talk about the new Overpasses for America restructuring and reorganization to boost membership and get some rallies. We got to get this area. My area has faded, fizzled. I haven't seen a rally. I do so much. I can't organize the rallies. I'm not the organizer of our local group. So I'm going to have to get in touch with that person. We need a rally. We need to go somewhere. We need to find a spot and stand out there with our flags and our signs and cheer on the American people, cheer on Trump. Sorry, President Trump. You know, that's something that gets me. Everywhere I go, everybody says, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that, Trump, 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 Trump. And they always leave off president. Ladies and gentlemen, it's President Trump. You got to remember that. And you know, it's, yeah, thanks, Ricky. Then you got a police officer, I believe he was gunned down and murdered in New Orleans. And the New Orleans Saints, during a tribute to that police officer, took a knee? Really? Really? I can't believe a single fan would enter that stadium after that. Can't believe it. Great idea, Fred. November 12th, head on out to the stadiums where the games are across this country and stand out front until the national anthem ends, roll up your flags, pack up your gear, and get the heck out of there. Go to an overpass and stand up on an overpass. That's what we got to do. Go to the stadiums, hold our flags, get in the cars, drive to an overpass, and stand on an overpass. Wave the flag for our veterans on Veterans Day weekend, November 11th and 12th. I usually do a Veterans Day special. I'll reach out to my good friend, Dave Bray. He usually comes on. I usually have him on because he's a great veteran, a Marine and a Navy vet. Yes, Fred, November 11th is Veterans Day. November 12th is the NFL boycott. Veterans Day falls on a Saturday this year. So we'll be celebrating with our veterans that Monday for sure. And we will see how good the boycott of the NFL goes in commemoration of our veterans as we stand up for the veterans on Veterans Day weekend, boycotting the NFL. Of course, November 4th is coming, folks. Are you ready for November 4th? Antifa seems, allegedly, they have officially declared war and are going to remove President Trump by force. How is this organization still around? How come they have not been raided and taken down? Investigated? Something. Sedition. They want to overthrow the government by force. Antifa, November 4th. It's kind of a laugh. It kind of makes me laugh. I'm sure, yeah, there's some Antifa guys that are highly trained. But those are 3% of guys on our side. Minutemen. American Warrior Revolution guys. Patriots and militia members across this country. 35 million veterans or something. 20% of our population are military veterans. You think they're going to let Antifa take over America by violence? is a stand down order across this country? Let the law enforcement and the military and the National Guard take care of it? Why would I let the government, who's screwing us over and causing this in the first place, to take care of it? If they come my way, I ain't standing down. Protecting my family, protecting my neighborhood, fighting, live or die. They come to my town, we're fighting. You know? I don't know, Joey. We're going to find a spot. We had a good spot that we used to stand here in Hernando County at County Line Road and Highway 19. It was a good spot. We got a lot of exposure there. There's a ton of traffic right there. It's not an overpass. It's a street corner. But it's a very busy street corner. Listen, I live in this little town, and we got Walgreens. And we got supermarkets. And we got, you know, mom-and-pop drugstores and salons and bagel stores and pizzerias and Burger King and Taco Bell. And if someone wants to come to my town and start knocking that stuff down, I'm going down there and knock stuff down too. Them. I watched Ferguson and Baltimore burn. Where are the people that live there? Dave Bray. Listen, Dave, man, I want to do a Veterans Day special once again. And you've been on, I think, 4 years in a row. Would you like to join me? It would be great to have you on Veterans Day. I'm going to do that probably the 2 days after Veterans Day this year on November 13th. If you'd like to join me, I'd be honored to have you on once again. I play some of your songs, ladies and gentlemen. Where are we? I'm going to play a song right now, ladies and gentlemen, for our friend Dave Bray, who's watching. I want to send this out to the folks who lost their lives and who have shot and who are hurting from this tragedy and fate. It's you, Dave Bray. Thank you. Check it out, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. That's his version, obviously, of Amazing Grace mixed in with Taps. I want to send that out to the folks who lost their lives in this horrible attack. You know, it's really crazy. Now, folks, our friend Brand Thornton has been really putting out some serious, serious stuff. He's lived out there. He's got five generations of casino workers in his family. And he's really, really putting out some serious information on all this, what's happening and has happened in Vegas. He does a lot of videos. It's kind of rough. I'm trying to see if he got something that I can read. I want to say hello, everybody who's joining in on the live feed, Andy and Angela and Steve. The topic today is just current events, current news, and I'm looking for folks to call in and join the show because I have a sore throat, but it looks like I'm probably going to make it all the way to the end of this broadcast.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I don't know, Joey. I haven't seen anybody from the NHL taking a knee. It's kind of hard to take a knee out on the ice. I don't think they did it. We got on Brand's page, eyewitness at Planet Hollywood. I saw the video from that lady. I asked her to come on the show. She said she's not giving interviews. Her video is enough. She tried to make it as specific as possible so she wouldn't have to do any interviews. So if you want to go and see, it's on my page too, and it's titled Las Vegas Shooting Eyewitness Planet Hollywood. She had reached out to a couple of us that have been working out on this and trying to get thanks, Steve. Yeah, I need some hot tea and honey. Trying to work on getting the truth out to the people because it's really bad what's going on in Vegas. It's pretty, pretty unbelievable. Oh, don't forget November 4th, Antifa. So scared. They're going to come out from the basements after playing that combat game for years, and video game commandos are going to come out and get us. Video game commandos. What are they going to do? What is Antifa going to accomplish? Other than people losing their lives senselessly over some dumb shit. Is that what they really want to do? They want to be like, commit insurrection against our government and rise up and try to remove President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence from office by force? How about some thumbs up on the live feed for those who believe that's a joke and they're going to cause nothing but stupid deaths. Thumbs up, folks. Head on over to Brand Thornton's page, man. He's got some singers. He's got a lot of information. And it seems that more and more that some of these wildfires out in California are being set possibly to burn down the marijuana fields. Steve, to stop Antifa, we're going to do nothing. They're going to stop themselves. They're stupid. They have no training. What tactical training does Antifa have? Of course, they're going to have some folks that are tactically trained. There's some military guys, I'm sure, that are pissed off. And they're not true veterans, and they turn their back on their country and joined Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these groups simply because they feel it in their heart that that's where they belong. There's going to be some tough guys in there. But I can guarantee you there's more tough guys on our side. So to stop Antifa, we're going to let them start, and then we'll show them the mistake they made when the American people take back their country from these crybaby snowflakes thinking they're going to come out of their basements, video game commandos ready to take over our country. Right. That's a joke. It's a joke. They want to remove President Trump by force. That's the where is the FBI? Where is DHS, Department of Homeland Security? Where are our alphabet agencies who are responsible for investigating threats of this nature? Where's Secret Service? You're threatening the president. It's a crime. You don't go around saying that stuff. That is against the law. You're going to remove President Trump by force is against the law to say that. That's threatening insurrection, violence against the president, simply by using the words by force. That's a threat. That is a direct threat. We will remove the president by force is a direct threat from Antifa. Where's the law enforcement? Oh, wait, they're not conservatives. If they were Republicans or libertarians and they wanted to make a stand, or they came with their faux hawks masks on, it would be everywhere. But it's communist. It's Antifa stands for anti-fascist. I say it every show. They're using fascist tactics to silence their opponents, their opposition. Anti-fascist using fascism to silence their opposition. Really? Fucking crazy. Out of their minds. They say we're nuts. That it's all us. It's the gun-toting redneck hillbillies that listen to country music and voted to Trump. No, the silent majority woke up. Our retired service members, retired policemen, and those of us who go to work every day and don't sit in the basement playing the war games so we can be video game commandos when Antifa comes out on November 4th. We're at work. We all got out of work, some at 4, 3:30, some at 5, some at 6. Went down to their polling stations. What'd they do? They voted. And guess what happened? And every single person that left work, 90% of them voted for Trump. Now President Trump. The simple facts. America's fed up. What were you even force-fed for 8 years? Don't they get the message? We protested for 8 years out on overpasses, folks. We stood out on overpasses for 8 years. We held rallies, Operation American Spring, and others. Mother of all rallies. That was now. That was this is a new rally. Trump era. He had rallies, and every time I went to a rally, we never burned one thing. Oh, sorry, we had a picnic once, and we had a barbecue. We burned some charcoal in a grill, which in turn burnt a piece of chicken or two. When we left, we cleaned the grill. We cleaned everything. We left. The place was cleaner when we left than when we got there. Every single rally that I've been to. You're so right, Joey. The ones that didn't vote are the ones that are screaming and crying. And they're always claiming voter suppression. The GOP is trying to suppress the vote of the Democratic voter. Since when are illegal aliens allowed to vote? That's the only vote they're trying to suppress. Oh, they're trying to suppress the black vote. No, they're not. Don't commit felonies and register to vote. Then you go down to your polling place with your little card and your license and you vote. If you're 18 and older, you vote. There's no suppression. They're so full of crap. Turn 18, register to vote, go to your polling place, vote. What the hell's wrong with people? Trying to say with this suppressing votes. Yeah, suppressing votes of dead people, suppressing votes of felons who are in jail. Now, I am a firm believer that when you do your time, you pay your debt to society, when you are finished with that, you should be free and enjoy the Constitution like everybody else. But if you're in jail as a felon, you're in jail and you're a felon. You haven't done your debt to society yet. You can't vote yet. But as soon as your debt to society is fulfilled, you should be able to vote. You should be able to get a gun. as long as you don't violate the parole when you're out and wind up back in jail, and whatever, even that. As soon as your debt to society is paid, Second Amendment rights, first, every right under the Bill of Rights, every amendment that covers every single person in this country covers you once again. Welcome to the world of my libertarian mind. It's a libertarian thought. Republicans would want you to be a felon for life and make sure you have no rights. Democrats, the same thing. They want people to have no rights. That's why they do half the shit they do. They're taking on rights. They've done that already. Just go ahead and read the 14th Amendment and interpret it. We're all slaves. Each and every one of us. So, 14th Amendment did that. Yeah, yeah. Get one of these. I always got them. Always nearby. Got a few. I only got three here right now. I had five here. I must have them in the alternate rooms because I like to read these things from time to time. These are our pocket constitutions. You can see in many, many of the videos from the Bundy trial and from the Malia Refuge, our good friend and patriot John Lamb has this very constitution in his hand. Edmund Bundy, this very pocket constitution, same one. Same one, very readily available. You can get one. Very easy. See, and they got amendments, Bill of Rights, all that fun stuff. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction therefore, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges of the United States. Folks, the United States Incorporated encompasses 10 square miles. Known as Washington, D.C. If you claim to be a citizen of the United States Incorporated, you, therefore, are a citizen of 10 square miles in Washington, D.C. Now, you may have watched in the past Adam Kokesh dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, arrested. And as he's arrested, the police officer stays right to him. There is no constitution in D.C. As he's hollering, "You're violating my constitution. Constitutional rights. You have no constitutional rights in D.C. right out of the cop's mouth. So, if you claim to be a citizen of the United States, you are a citizen of 10 square miles and you have no constitutional right. You want to be a national of your state, a Florida state national. I don't know how to go about it, but you can research it. I'm all talk, I'm blowing smoke here, because I am a citizen of the United States, apparently. I've never done anything to become a Florida national, or a New York national, or a Nevada national. You know what I'm saying? So the 14th Amendment turned us all into slaves. The 13th Amendment freed the black slaves. 14th Amendment made everybody slaves. The Federal Reserve Act of 1911 or 1913, what I think it was 1913, put the nails in the coffin and totally enslaved the nation. And things like the Reconstruction Act after the Civil War, Act of 1871, and the Reconstruction Act of 1868, enslaved the government, turned it back over pretty much to the Brits, I would have to say. Get one. Very important. I can't believe none of you guys called me today. How come nobody called me? One call is all I need. But we got this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, Laura Luma. She is the one single-handedly made them change the timeline in Vegas by saying, "What are you talking about? I got video, photographic evidence here that he checked in on the 25th. Okay, and we got valet receipts that show him coming and going. And the vehicle they had is under his girlfriend's name, who was in like the Philippines and got wired $100,000 from this guy right before all this happened. And I'm hoping that Laura will be joined by her friend, who's out there with her turning over every leaf, Michael Tokes. Michael and Laura out there in Vegas investigating. We'll have them here Thursday on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We'll also have Renee Downs is going to join us. She was at the Bellagio. She's being very as vocal can get on this situation because she knows that the people are not getting the truth. So that's this Thursday. Laura Luma, Michael Tokes, Renee Downs, talking Vegas. Folks, citizen journalism is going to blow the lid off this case. It's not going to be done by the mainstream media, the FBI, any of these people. It's up to people like me to report what people like Laura are putting out. People like Scott Binsack on the ground. You know, he's calling people that are claiming their shots at Bellagio liars and crisis actors. But he's doing some good reporting and he's presenting some good evidence. I don't agree with him that Renee Downs and her husband are crisis actors. I don't believe it. I don't believe Ricky Raulison, Gio Rios, guys are crisis actors. Danielle, Keith, all these folks. I have their names here on a list, a couple of them. Nice Lady Judy. Not a crisis actor. Even seems nervous. Come on. So that we're going to be talking about that this Thursday. We're going to uncover the dirt. We're going to sling it around. We're going to bring the truth. Don't mind me. I got a message on that. I'm talking right now with Renee Downs, who'll be on with Laura Loomer and Michael Tokes. We're going to be talking some important stuff, some serious developments. Laura Luma and Michael Tokes are the ones who've got the receipts from the valet. They're the ones that got the receipt of the check-in and the receipt of the room service. They made the sheriff change the timeline. Live at a press conference. People are doing good stuff, trying to get the truth. We know there's more shooters. Know for a fact. They're calling it conspiracies. It's not conspiracies, it's fact. There were shots all over Vegas. So you want to tune in Thursday for Laura Loomer, Michael Tokes, and Renee Downs, who was in Vegas during the shooting at the Bellagio. So we want to ask Laura and Michael, well, how come nobody's investigating that part? Hey, Rusty, how come nobody is investigating or talking about or bringing up all the other gunfire from 15 minutes to an hour after the Mandalay Bay shooting? We're going to keep poking and prodding and pushing until they have to report it. It's our job. Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio, doing great things. He's reporting. Check him out. Deborah Cochran and Gillis. Spread the word. I like their show. I guess they alienated one of my guests that went on their show recently, and they have vowed not to go on their show. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know all the details. What happened, what occurred on that show. But they got a good show. That's Deborah and Gillis. Spread the word. Look for it on Facebook. You want to check out one of my greatest all-time friends, awesome American patriot, Pastor Sylvester Bland, at www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. He's Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, the UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. He's doing some spiritual patriotic work through Jesus. Love Jesus. So, with that, folks, I'm looking over here, and we are going to do it again. Time we'll play the studio version. And be sure to tune into American Brand Radio Initiative, Tuesdays and Thursdays with James Bostic and Scott Kesterson, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Check it out, folks. And right now, I want to say thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And show the love for our country. And I know when I stand, I got the camera backwards. It looks like I got my hand on my right side. This is my right hand. This is my left hand. This is my left hand. Guess the hat, right hand goes over the heart. I know it looks backwards on the live feed, but I really have my hand over my heart. Dan, right now, as we close out this show one more time. Because at Patriot Nation Radio, we stand for the national anthem. Honor our veterans. Here we go. There's the flag, folks. You guys who want to join, stand up. Because I know, folks, when the national anthem's played on Sunday and we're sitting on the couch eating wings and drinking beer, we're not standing on our couches. I hope you stand when you hear the national anthem next time it's played on an NHL game or a Major League Baseball game. It seems they won't be playing it at the NFL, which we won't be watching. But here you go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say doth that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Hey, all right, there you have it, folks. That's DaveBrayUSA.com. Doing some great stuff. Be sure to check him out whenever you can. He's got some great merchandise. Get your red shirts for Fridays. He's got some good, great shirts over there at DaveBrayUSA.com. I want to say hello to Betsy, just joined us on the live feed, and Rusty, hello, and Bill. Thank you guys for joining in. We are right here at the end of the broadcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Until we meet again Thursday, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, starting at 7 p.m. with American Brand Radio Initiative with James Bostic and Scott Kesterson, followed by me, your host, Patriot Nation Radio Show, Mark Hoffman, 8 p.m. Thursday, Laura Loomer, Michael Tokes, and from the Bellagio shooting, Renee Downs, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Good night, and God bless each and every one of you.